I'm Melissa Harris-Perry, and this is The Takeaway. Lead exposure. There's no safe level for kids or adults, but in children, the effects can be disastrous. According to the CDC, lead can cause damage to the brain and nervous system, delayed speech and development, emotional challenges, and underperformance in schools. Worldwide, nearly 1 in 3 children have dangerous blood lead levels, which is what makes this next story truly a bit of good news. 2 years ago, lead pipes in Newark, New Jersey meant the city faced a water crisis on par with what happened in Flint, Michigan. But today, nearly all of the city's 22,000 lead pipes have been replaced with copper pipes. Now, initially, the project was expected to take 10 years to complete, but thanks to an aggressive city-county partnership, it was completed in record time. For more on this, I spoke with Karen Yee, a reporter covering New Jersey for WNYC. And Karen started by telling me a bit about the impetus for Newark's pipe replacement project.
A few years ago, Newark was in the news initially for having elevated lead levels in its schools. And then a year later, it turns out there was elevated lead levels in people's homes and the water coming out of the tap. And that sort of escalated when a group called the Natural Resources Defense Council threatened to sue and then sued the city over its high lead levels in the water and the fact that they felt the city wasn't doing enough to fix the problem. So fast forward to 2019, summer of 2019, the federal government steps in and they actually mandate that the city distribute bottled water to thousands of residents. And so this was a huge deal. I mean, Newark was in the national press time and time again. And so around this time is when the city was rolling out its program to replace these lead pipes, right? These are lead service lines that sort of snake underneath your home and pump water from the underground water main to individual homes and apartments. So they were replacing this, but we're moving pretty slowly. And that's when the county where they're in stepped up and said, hey, we want to expedite this. We're going to bond for you. Here's $120 million in bonded money. And that really set the ball rolling. I mean, they've been able to now replace almost every single lead service line in less than 3 years. And initially, at their pace, they were going to do this in 10 years.
Now, cities have crumbling infrastructure of all kinds. What in the world prompted the state to say this one was worth doing that bond for?
So I think it was a mixture of the public attention and the public pressure to do something, given the rising lead levels. I mean, no level of lead is safe, but at one point, Newark had 4 times the allowable federal level in coming out of the tap water. And so this is infrastructure that has been, you know, underground and in the city and old cities for a really long time. But when you combine that with a treatment plant that wasn't operating effectively and where the treatment wasn't working, so essentially you had this acidic water pumping through these pipes and corroding the pipes and like eating away. So that's why the lead was coming out. Something needed to be done. And so I think that's where the county saw the opportunity, said, let's be a model for other cities. Let's actually put money into this to get this done quickly so that we don't have, you know, this mostly affects children and pregnant women, right? Let's not have another generation have to go through this.
Well, remind us about the dangers of lead and the impact that it does, in fact, have on human health and particularly on children and infants.
Of course. So it affects the development of children in particular, and lead is a contaminant that sort of seeps into your bones. And it's also really dangerous for pregnant women and can cause miscarriages. And I'll say that, you know, the lead that you consume in water is probably at lower levels if you do consume it. I mean, most lead poisoning that we know of, you know, 4,000 kids are diagnosed with lead poisoning in New Jersey alone every year. Most of it comes from lead paint,
which is on old buildings, right?
Right, on old buildings. It could also be lead dust. It could be in soil. So, like, it comes from older homes. That's how most people get sick. But, you know, having lead in the water is also very dangerous because that's something you consume every day, right? And if you actually boil water that has lead in it, it's actually worse for you.
Okay, so tell me, is this just a Newark problem, or is there reason to think that this kind of pipe problem, this kind of lead leakage problem, is happening in other cities?
This is happening all over the country. I mean, I think the EPA estimates that there's 10 million of these lead pipes across the country. You know, lead is very malleable and it was really cheap material. Everybody wanted to use it back in the day. And this is something that we just haven't as a country really invested money in. I think with what happened in Flint, Michigan, their water crisis, and then shortly thereafter followed by Newark's water crisis, it sort of has put this renewed attention on this problem in particular, because it's not something you see, right? We take water for granted. We can't see these old lead pipes underground. But the good thing moving forward is with Newark having done this project, Flint is almost done too after 5 years of replacing their pipes. You see other cities start to try and do this and start to try and put this as a priority. And even President Biden, you know, his infrastructure bill, we'll see how it works its way through Congress and how much money is actually set aside. I think at this point it's $15 billion, which is not what it will require to replace every single lead service line, but it's something, right? Like any money to help this problem goes a long way.
So does Newark now stand as a model, both for the speed and efficiency of getting it done and for the way that it was financed? Will other cities be kind of looking to this Newark model and to this bonding model as a way to replace this crumbling infrastructure, which you indicate is really everywhere?
I think so. I mean, even Newark's harshest critics, I mentioned the Natural Resources Defense Council that sued the city, you know, they're now touting Newark as a model city. I mean, I think the way Newark did it, a partnership between locals, county and state officials is the way forward. I mean, there was a lot of moving parts to this, right? In some cities, these lead service lines are actually privately owned. So the state had to okay Newark using public money on private property. That was the first thing. The city then had to pass an ordinance that allowed construction crews to just start excavating on people's properties without having to chase, in some cases, absentee landlords. You know, Newark is 3/4 of the residents of Newark are renters. So that saved a lot of time. And with so much money being provided by the county, they could basically just go block by block and get it all done at once instead of sort of doing piecemeal here and there. So that was efficient and effective. And then the fourth piece of this was that Newark turned this into a local jobs program and hired a lot of unemployed local residents. And so I think people are pointing to the way that the city did it as an effective and efficient way and that will in the long term be cost effective.
Last thing on this. So you started in that response by talking about even the city's fiercest critics, typically residents, are often among a city's fiercest critics, even as they love their city. And I'm wondering if residents on the ground are, again, sort of completely celebratory of this, or if there's any concern, distrust, and if there is, how that's being managed, you know, relative to communicating with residents.
So I think for residents, you know, visually seeing these construction crews, I mean, Newark has replaced 22,000 lead service lines. That is a big number. That's a lot of construction crews for the last 2.5 years. So visually seeing the work has helped. You know, they know the city is actually doing something. And I think that's part of the process of building back public trust after everything the city has been through. And I think they're going to get there. You know, I think residents are relieved that this is finally coming to a close and are relieved actually to be able to feel safe opening the tap and using the water to cook, using the water to drink, you know, that those little things that you do every day, right? So I think the process of building back public trust is going to take a while, but they're getting there.
Karen Yee is a reporter covering New Jersey for WNYC, and in this case, getting to tell a good news story, which is pretty great. Karen, thanks for joining us.
Thank you so much.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing or
politics,
country music,
hockey,
sex of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.